Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. Lots of things happening in the year 2022 with UFOs, but what about 2023? What will it fare? Kevin Randall with us has more than 45 years' experience studying the UFO phenomenon and all various incarnations. His training by the Army and the Air Force provides him with a keen insight into the operations and protocols of the military, their investigations into UFOs and into a phenomenon that has puzzled people for more than a century. He appears weekly on our program with updates on UFO activity, and his latest book is called Understanding Roswell, which we'll talk about as well. Kevin, welcome back.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I talked to you, George.
Do you think 2023 is going to be a breakthrough for us in the field of ufology?
I would like to say yes. I would like to be positive, but given the history of the UFO phenomenon, I think that we're going to just see the same things we've seen for the last 75 years. I call it Twining 2.0. General Twining was the officer at the Air Materiel Command in 1947 when the first sightings were seen here in the United States. And he wanted to establish a priority project with an investigation into what was going on, because they really didn't know. And it was supposed to be transparent, but it was a classified project. They said the name was Project Saucer, really Project Sign, and that sort of thing. We move now into this environment. We're in the same point we were at that time. The government, the military, the Congress seems to be interested in UFOs, and yet we seem to see the same sort of dodges that we saw back then. They promise a lot of things, and then the road sort of shifts, and we don't get the information we need. So I think that's where we're going to stay in 2023. We're not going to see a lot of progress.
Kevin, with the late Stanton Friedman gone now, I really believe this has pushed you way to the forefront of the Roswell case. You were tops anyway, but you're almost standing alone out there. What do you think happened in July of 1947?
I lean toward the extraterrestrial. I think when we peel away all the nonsense that has surfaced about it, and there's been a lot, and I've contributed some of it myself, simply because you interview people, you think they're telling you the truth, you learn later that they're not really as honest as you would hope to have been. But when we boil it down to the basics, there are just some things that are inexplicable. We have no terrestrial explanation for what fell at Roswell. The Air Force explanation of Project Mogul simply doesn't work. And what I do not understand is the skeptical community is supposed to be questioning everything. if you have a good sighting, they question the research, they question the methodology, they question the evidence. When you move to the other side of the coin, when you have an explanation, they don't question it. Project Mogul, which is the balloon arrays that were supposedly launched in New Mexico in 1947 that caused the debris field, when you look at the documentation, it says there was no flight number 4. It never flew. It didn't go, so it couldn't have dropped the debris. And yet they never question that. They accept that as legitimate. So I look at the case, and I say, I have seen no terrestrial explanation that explains all the information that we've gathered about the Roswell case. There's just something missing from that. There may be some kind of classified project we don't know about, but I can't imagine what it would be after 50 years that would harm national security if they announced it. One of the logical things was the 509th Bomb Group in Roswell, New Mexico, was the only atomic strike force in the world at the time. Now, according to the information I've been able to find, and this came from Jesse Marcel Jr. and mm-hmm. other people, the atomic bomb at that time, the size and shape, the look of it, was classified. And so had they inadvertently dropped a mock-up as they were practicing with the atomic bombs, because they were huge, that would have been something to cover up in 1947. But in today's environment, who cares? They don't look like that anymore. The information that you would gather by seeing it would be of no use to anybody. And we actually have reports of them dropping actual atomic bombs on places. I think they dropped one in Albuquerque in 1957, and we know about that stuff. So we have no explanation, a terrestrial explanation that has been offered that I find reasonable to explain the Roswell case, and that kind of shifts us into the extraterrestrial.
Are we still waiting for reports from NASA to Congress, or did we get everything we were expecting?
We're not getting much of anything.
I didn't think so.
Remember, they were supposed to produce a big report in June of 2021, June 25th of 2021. It was like 9 pages and was just absolutely useless. And then he said, well, we're going to update it in 90 days, but they never did. And then we move into 2022, and they're supposed to be doing this, that, and the other thing. And we get in May, we get that briefing at the Pentagon. And like many others, I signed on and watched the whole 80 minutes of the briefing. And they really, the two people being interviewed, didn't seem to know much about UFOs. The congressmen and women who were interviewing them seemed to know more about UFOs than they did. And we're supposed to be getting more information, but it just never seems to come. I did a book called UFOs in the Deep State, and I tried to explain how you can get an order from the government, the president, for example, and not respond to it. And what you can do is just delay it by saying, you know, there's a lot of pieces to this thing. We've got to pull them all together. Let's get a comprehensive report to you, and we will get it to you in X number of weeks. And somehow it just never gets done. And the next thing you know, the guy who was asking for that, he's now out of the government and somebody else moves in. So there's always all kinds of ways to dodge the questions and delay the information. And that's what we're seeing today. We were supposed to get this information, but it didn't show up. We're supposed to get this information, but it didn't show up. We're in that point where there just simply is nothing being forwarded to us as it's of any benefit to us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Kevin, did you know the late Apollo astronaut Edgar Mitchell?
I had met him once or twice. I didn't really know him on a personal level, but yes, I had an opportunity to meet with him, sure.
I knew him well, and he has told me he under any circumstances over the years before he passed away, that we were being visited by intelligent extraterrestrials. And he admitted, he said, George, I never saw anything going to the moon or anything like that. I didn't see anything on the moon. But I've been told by people in government that I trust that we are being and have been visited. And I believe the guy.
There's no reason to not believe him. The thing is, you know, I worked with top secret material when I was an Air Force officer and an Army officer. I worked with that, and I understand how these things work. And I understand how if you don't have a need to know, you're not supposed to share it with other people and that sort of thing. But there also comes a point where you're dealing with professionals at the highest levels, and they do tend to share a little bit of information, even though they know they're not supposed to do that, if you ask a direct question. I think Barry Goldwater was a good example of that. He had some inside information, and he asked General LeMay, to see the blue room that's alleged at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, where they kept this extraterrestrial material. And I've actually got a letter from Goldwater explaining that, that it was the only time that LeMay ever got mad at him and told him not only no, but hell no, and never ask me again or I'll have you court-martialed. So there Jeez. Is some secret going on there that is at the highest levels classified, and there's very little talk about it outside the core of the people you know. So I have no doubt that people that Edgar Mitchell knew would have shared information with him if he asked the questions, thinking, you know, here's a guy we can trust with that information.
Kevin, what got you involved in all of this?
I always blame my mother.
Blame it on Mom, huh?
Yeah. She was a science fiction fan, and she read science fiction books which deal with alien civilizations and interstellar flight and all of that sort of thing. In fact, she took me a movie when I was a little kid, Earth versus the Flying Saucers, and that kind of sparked my interest. And so it kind of grew out of there. And from that point on, I would read the books about UFOs from the people that you know, I'm sure you know, like of course, Brad Steiger.
Sure.
Who became a very good friend, by the way.
We miss him, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Frank Edwards' books. Frank, I think, wrote more from memory than he did from notes. So he oftentimes got things wrong. The report he did on the Roswell case in Flying Saucer Serious Business, it's just like a page, half a page. He gets virtually everything wrong, other than there was a rancher involved in it. It was something that fell in Roswell, New Mexico, and the Air Force explained it as some kind of balloon with a device hanging from it, but he got most of the facts wrong. But the real point is, he was talking about Roswell back in 1965, 1966. And so, I mean, that all kind of sparked my interest in UFOs, and I, of course, became a science fiction fan as well, so it's sort of a double whammy there.
Kevin Randall with us. We'll take calls with Kevin next hour about UFOs and ufology. Jump on board. Kevin, it seems like things have changed dramatically over the years. We used to have a lot of abduction cases. We used to have a lot of reports of landing pod evidence, burned out spots and stuff. We don't get those anymore. How come?
You know, Carl Flock and I used to talk about that before he passed away. And it was always, it seemed like the UFOs had come, gathered the information that they wanted. They picked up samples of the flora and the fauna And then they took it back to their home world so they could study it at length, not unlike what we would do in some environmental studies that we do. And that might explain part of it. But we also had noticed that tendency that we don't have the same kind of robust cases that we used to have. Kathleen Martin just announced that she was no longer associating with ufology but had taken her research in a different direction. I've had some correspondence with her about her moving into other arenas. And the other thing that strikes me about the abduction phenomenon, if it was as widespread as it was reported, it would seem to me that there would be a lot more UFO sightings going on as well. And I think we didn't see that sort of thing, and the logistics kind of get in the way. So it makes you wonder, is there some kind of interdimensional phenomenon going on that accounts for some of this stuff?
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.